Welcome to the next part of your eating disorder awareness journey. My name is Nicole. I am so glad that you are here today, honoring yourself for the next few moments. It is such a loving gift to take this time for yourself. Let's begin by getting into a comfortable position. I want you to settle your body into a seated or lying position and start by taking a few deep, intentional breaths, just like we have practiced. I want you to inhale through your nose deeply. And now hold your breath and count to five. Release. Release all the air inside of you and make that whoosh sound as you exhale. Let's repeat this four more times together. You have learned how to visualize your eating disorder. Maybe you now recognize some of those knocks on your door. Sometimes you might even close the door on those knocks. Sometimes you let the eating disorder in. You let it into your home, only for it to destroy what you love. That's okay. An eating disorder can be tricky, sneaky. It can present itself so well, like a monster in disguise, like a sweet and unassuming best friend. Remember that this is not your friend. It is not someone who loves you. Let's picture your eating disorder knocking at the door again. This time, you don't let it inside, but you stand with it on the porch. Your eating disorder, of course, wants to come in, tells you it just needs a few minutes. Tell it, we can have a few minutes just outside. And tell your eating disorder, I'm not letting you in my home right now. I want to know what you want from me, though. What does your eating disorder say back? Does it tell you that it needs you? That you're nothing without it? That you're going to look or act a certain way if it's not in your life? Listen closely right here. Your eating disorder is sharing your innermost fears right out there in the public. It is giving you valuable information about the concerns you have of letting go. Tell your eating disorder, I recognize those fears, but they do not define me. Repeat it again. I recognize those fears, but they do not define me. Now go inside, close the door on your eating disorder, and move into another room. Let's take two deep breaths together. You just told your eating disorder that its fears don't define you. that you can withstand the uncertainty or tension that may arise. You are not a victim to what hasn't happened. You are so capable, so empowered. Feel that energy flow throughout you. Feel how amazing it can be to close the door on those pesky knocks. The less you open the door, the less your eating disorder knocks. If it knows you won't answer, it may try to become more creative, but you will also become more creative, more attuned. You are not your disorder. You are not defined by your fears. Feel the warmth rising in your body. Where does it feel good right now? Wiggle or move around a bit if that makes you feel comfortable. Now give yourself a big hug and squeeze tightly before you release. You and your body are a powerful team. Together you can recover. Together you can conquer your greatest fears. Self-love allows you to stop responding to your eating disorder's knocks. Self-love is the antidote. An eating disorder cannot exist, not in its most destructive form, when you love yourself with pure, unconditional love. Because when you love yourself, you refuse to tolerate abuse. You recognize when something or someone harms you, and you actively work to protect yourself. Take another deep breath. How can you practice some self-love today? Identify one thing you are willing to do. It can be small, it can be big, but it needs to be something, and get really clear on what that something is. We are reaching the end of this meditation today. I want you to move through your day telling yourself, I recognize my fears, but they do not define me. I recognize my fears, but they do not define me. I recognize my fears, but they do not define me. Say this as often as you can. Consider writing it down. Notice how it feels having that strength rise within you. Thank you for joining me today. I am so glad you gave yourself this amazing gift of self-love. Let's meet again soon.